I am joined by my colleague in banter, Matt Bellamy of The Hollywood Reporter. Hello, Matt.
Hi there.
So the day that we did not necessarily expect would ever come has come. Harvey Weinstein has been convicted on 2 of the 5 counts against him in his trial in New York. He was not convicted on the more serious counts, but really the bigger picture here is that people wanted to see Harvey Weinstein in handcuffs and going to prison, which is exactly what happened today. And he faces, it would appear, at least 5 and potentially up to 25 or more years in prison. So this is a day when you think back as to who Harvey Weinstein was and how long he was able to be this, we don't have to say alleged anymore, this sexual predator, absolutely unhampered. And we're talking about decades, 2 or 3 decades. And when you think about that fall, it is quite stunning and quite a significant day, I think, in terms of the culture and the treatment of sexual assault charges.
Absolutely. And we're now 2.5 years into the Me Too movement, which unofficially began with the October 5th, 2017 reporting by the New York Times on Harvey Weinstein himself. And to think what has happened over these past 2.5 years between then and now, this really is a signal of a new day in Hollywood and the world.
The sentencing will be March 11th, so we'll find out more. I have to say, it really hit me a little wrong to see Cyrus Vance Jr., the DA in New York, taking a victory lap after there are allegations that that office allowed Harvey to skate on charges in the past, notably Amber Gutierrez, who wore a wire in which Harvey appeared to acknowledge that he had assaulted her. So he then, of course, is out in front of the mics. But to give the prosecutors their due, they managed to educate this jury. I think that the key point here is that rape and sexual assault is not what you see necessarily on TV, where there's maybe a random stranger or somebody you know attacks you and you're traumatized, you never speak to them again. That with someone like Harvey, who was a powerful guy who could blacklist people and did, that people maintained contact with him, and that did not prove, as the defense tried to assert, that there was no sexual assault or attack.
One other point based on the Cy Vance victory lap is that this absolutely would not have happened if not for the media. In this day and age, when the media is constantly under attack and, you know, you have Donald Trump talking about the fake news, the enemy of the people, the government and the systems that are set up to protect women from people like Harvey Weinstein absolutely failed in this situation. And it took the media, starting with the New York Times, then the New Yorker, then everybody else, including my own publication and a lot of Kim's reporting. It took the avalanche of accusers to force the government to act in this case and to bring this case against Harvey Weinstein.
And I will note also that many analysts, legal analysts, thought he would be acquitted. And, you know, we talked about this in a previous conversation, and I leaned the other way. I kind of felt that you can't sit in a courtroom day after day watching women tearfully recount sexual assaults and be not moved and say, well, we're just going to let this guy walk. And whether or not there was an element, we'll probably hear more from the jury, that they did or didn't believe Annabella Sciorra. There's all this kind of parsing of what they thought. But I think underneath it all, there was a feeling that this guy had a pattern of misconduct and he was going to have to be held to account for something. And that's what they did. But I just turning to the rest of the world, you know, I mean, I think Hollywood and elsewhere has a lot of work to do because we have seen that the mechanisms in this community still are not in place. I keep thinking about this, the actress who was brought a complaint against another actor, took it to SAG-AFTRA, and just ended up, this was an episode of The Business where she talked about the frustration, and another accuser came forward. Clearly, this guy was found responsible for misconduct, and yet there was no mechanism to deal with it, and that is really a frustrating thing that Hollywood as a community needs to work on, and it's hard to tell whether there's a lot of progress being made.
Yeah, it's interesting. You talk about the testimony of Annabelle Sciorra and some of these prior bad act witnesses. You know, we obviously now have 2 rape convictions between Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein in cases where these prior bad act witnesses were allowed to show a pattern of conduct by the defendant. And it's interesting in the Weinstein case because he wasn't actually convicted on the charges that dealt with these other accusers, the predatory behavior and the things that would have required them to necessarily take into account these other accusers. But he was convicted of the specific behavior towards these two complaining witnesses. And you got to think that one after another, these women coming up on the stand to say, this is what happened to me, and it's shockingly similar to what happened to the complaining witness. You got to think that that was effective.
Yeah, this is a criminal trial. Hopefully it reflects some evolution of thinking, as I said. And I will note that Harvey still is facing trial in Los Angeles on four counts involving back-to-back alleged assaults one day after another. So whether that trial happens, I don't know. I mean, I assume he's going to start serving his sentence in New York, but maybe you can shed some light on that.
Yeah, it is scheduled to still take place. Also, there's the question of the appeal in this case, because Harvey's lead lawyer, Donna Rotunno, is already saying they will absolutely appeal this verdict. So that could impact the timing of the LA prosecution. But right now, Harvey Weinstein is in jail. He was denied bail. There's some suggested to me in private conversations this morning that he might try to flee to Europe or something like that. Does not have that opportunity right now. He is suggesting that his health means he should be in some hospital somewhere and not in jail. But as of now, that has been denied.
And I will note on the way out how tolerant the judge was of Donna Rotunno's antics, trying to, I think, intimidate witnesses, especially Annabella Sciorra, and sway the jury in the media when the judge had told her to stop talking. But she's not going to stop talking. We'll see what happens. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter.